Please welcome the greatest folk rock band of all time, Fairport Convention.
Thank you. For he's ground to the green to stones, has filled the barrels, and brandy in the glass. But little Sir John Flynn is the ground ball through the strongest man at last. There's beer all in the barrels, and brandy in the glass. But little Sir John Flynn is the ground ball through the strongest man at last. Now the monster, we got monster boss, go down before his horn, and the tinker, he got
Peggy tries to hold his breath longer than I do. It's very important that I get the starting point on this, that just catch him on the wrong foot so he hasn't got a big lung full of air. But I don't think we'll do it tonight.
For he, without John, the father,
Simon Nicol, a man with usually with very large breaths, boys and girls, but tonight seemingly without.
Martin's recently opened a guitar shop on his side of the stage. Still finding his way to the canteen, but we'll be doing a song shortly, which involves electric guitars and shipwrecks. No wonder they went down for all the
for good winds to guide us and deliverance from gale. And the thoughts of the crew turn to home and strong ale. As we cast off the ropes and set sail, flying over the river of a praise, sail the sea throughout the days.
Force. I don't know if ever we meet.
Instrumental medley put together in 1985 and called Instrumental Medley 85, just to show how witty we really can be. And you probably know the introduction, so let's all say it together.
And it features
Dave Mattox on the drums. Dave Mattox on the drums.
Oh no, he's not that good.
On the bass guitar, Dave Pegg. On bass guitar, Dave Pegg. And here's your crackerjack pencil. On the towel, Mr. Simon Nipple. Thank you.
She said,
say no more to me.
This is a boy who has the penalty card to make the best for me. You thought he cut you in the cap, because it may have been. It's a mighty young rugged, the penalty card to make the best for me. Give me back me name and heaven me mother, she begged to be. So he kissed her and undressed her and he laid her on the bed. But he put her head with a big whip and board, so he gave back a maiden head. Then he kissed her and he dressed her, put a rose in either hand, and invited her out of the Mary's church to see his fine wedding. All the maiden mother dear is the day that you bore me. Cause he kissed me and oppressed me and he laid me on the bed. But he put me head where me feet were bit before, so he gave back my maiden head. And then he kissed me and he dressed me, put a rose in either hand, and invited me down to St. Mary's church to see his fine wedding. Oh, never a wonder will I see say in a carriage of bay. Oh, my, with more than 20 fine young ladies to go with you beside.
Thank you.
And on the field of Blackheath, us commons covered the earth. More men than ever I did see, poor honest men from birth. The men of Rotherham Kent, and out of Essex too, and north of the Thames divides us and unites us onward through all the villages of England and on to London town, where we poor men would see our king and lay our grievance down. What Tyler led us men from Kent's rough hand would shake it there. King Richard and the commons have a bold resolve and prayer. Hear us, our loyalty was clear. It was the bloody liar's poll tax that brought us labourers here. And yet he wouldn't see us, so to London we did roar. And the poor there and the Essex men burst down the prison door. What happened at the Tower was just as rough and cut. And the burners of the Flemish boys sat uneasy in my heart. Very next day, young Richard came and met us at Mile End. And on the field of Blackheath, our summons covered the earth. And never I did see more of a step from birth. Hence, the Essex and Bedford, Sussex received King Richard's word. No harm, no blame would come to them if only they would return. Lincoln, Cambridge, Stafford, to receive our young king's favour. So 30,000 left us there, believing it was over. But Tyler, he was not convinced, and he told us to remain. What here is worlds again, for nothing much has changed. So Tyler, he approached the king and took Richard by the arm. His humble friendly gesture caused Richard's knight's alarm.
Diamond Little, what?
I don't hear that voice, but what a reverend.
So we're going to soften the mood a little with a piece off our latest album, Expletive Delighted. This is called Port Merion, and it goes nothing like this, I think.
I'd like to say at this point that Simon has an album coming out called Before Your Time, and it's really fab.
The fiver's in the usual place.
Thank you. Thomas, Rick Sanders on the fiddle, Marcinal Cock on the acoustic guitar. Hey, thank you. Dave Mattox on the keyboards.
Thank you very much. There's somebody coming up now who you know. So, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ralph McDowell.
of you may be aware that at Cropperty every year, where the band play, once upon a time there was a battle there, a Civil War battle. And I thought it would be fun to try and write a song for the guys to do at the festival, and this is its debut. When I started writing, I didn't realise how long it was going to become, so there may be more of this on another night. Daniel Timms, and it's here that I was born and raised in faith by King and God to fear. And in 1644 the king in Oxford town did dwell, though we heard that Cromwell's army was close by. It did not occur to me that a little Cropperty would be witness to a meeting on both sides. On June the 29th that year, I was about my work, and I was cutting hedges somewhere from the stream. When my knife slipped and I cut my hand, and my own dear blood did flow upon the ground about the corn still green. And it did distress me so to watch my own blood flow and quickly soak into the greedy ground. Red and gold my colors swell, and a sweat broke on my brow, and faint I knew that I must lay me down. Brother killing brother, and all of this was done in Jesus' name.
Spirit, and my brothers, healing for my brothers.
We have another little surprise guest for you, all the way from Los Angeles, Mr. Jerry Donoghue. Jerry. He comes for you.
'cause somebody's there. Bring me a ribbon, I'll tie about your hair. Stay by my side. You've gone where I've gone. Don't cling to the past, love, while time's moving on. Come and kiss me. It's gonna be alright. That's none of you care. Come from that window and tread soft on the stair. It's one life is in us. That's love all we can. If you be my woman, then I'll be your man. Come and kiss me. It's gonna be alright if you put on the white dress. And I'll take you dancing tonight.
The Japanese ones always work, don't they?
What's this one called, Jerry? Or should I say, what are we going to play now, Jerry?
It's the big going into the clock.
Thank you. Small bring and buy sale for guitarists to get rid of their unnecessary instruments happening after each gig, every time Jerry plays.
I do. Whenever I hear you play, Jerry, I get off.
Better get it right tonight, Ralph's in.
Thank you.
sense is real. We lay there on the center ground till the moon rose over the field.
Rick Sargent on the pedal. Rick Sargent. Dave Mattox on keyboard.
Meantime, here's a little tune that we all used to play in various formulations, compilations, permutations, and other affectations. No. No smoking on stage, please. This is a set of tunes dedicated to Dave Pegg's old mucker, Dave Swarbrick, who apparently has some fairly filthy underwear. It's called Dorothy Living.
Oh, Tonight I lie full of muses came along. For the lands we sailed by, too close to the wind.
Oh, was a moth through Paris day of 16. We hunted full 4 hours or more and came right back with green. Oh, if you'll know this family life, I promise I'll fulfill. Since that's the boy you've better than found, all that's on yonder hill.
Thank you from Martin, thank you from, what's your name again? Peggy, thank you from Peggy, thank you from Deanne, thank you from Rick, thank you from me, thank you from Jerry, thank you from, what's his name again? Ralph, thank you from Ralph, thank you from the Cossack brothers, Gareth Cossack and Rob Cossack, and we'll be seeing you tomorrow, or we'll be seeing you at the weekend, or we'll be seeing you through the window, or if the sofa breaks, we'll see you in the spring. But as you gather by the turgidity of this so-called announcement, we are approaching, some of us faster than others, the end of the evening. But we have to dip further into the vast pantheon of accumulated music and associated rubbish to present to you our final offering this evening, which is a conglomeration loosely put together into the form of a medley, which should last just about until closing time. So get him in now, chaps and chapesses, because this one will see us out. It's a medley composed of a couple of tunes featuring and starring the fabulous mandolin duet of... what was your name again? Peggy and Martin here. Then there's a cheery little murder ballad, and then there's a couple of fab tunes written by a certain fiddle player who is not immediately unadjacent to my left shoulder. By the name of Rick. Thank you very much indeed for coming. See you again. Thank you for making it all worthwhile. Hope you've all had a good sweat. I know Rick has. They could have been tuning while I was talking. I could have been thinking while I was talking.
Chinese mandolin tune.
Close enough for the Pogues, Mark. We're all right.
If you enjoyed yourself half as much as we have, we've enjoyed ourselves twice as much as you have.
Thank you.
Pogues chord, that one. That's a Pogues chord.
For by the rings on the fingers I can see that you are my master's wife. And what if I am Lord Arnold's wife? He is not at home. He's got the falconry. He will bring it in his home.
Get up, 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 get up
I can't get up, I won't get up, I won't get up for my life. But you have to knock beaten swords and I not a fucking knife. It's true, we have to beaten swords and because we need to confess. But you will have the better of them and I will keep the worst. And you will strike me very first blow, strike it like a man. I will strike the very next blow and I'll kill you with my hand. Struck the very first blow when he heard Lord Arnold saw. Lord Arnold struck the very next blow when Matisse to rock no more. And he said it is only right, set it upon his knee. Said, Cooney, I'm the best of us now, you dead Matty Groves on me. And get up, hope you don't, me a wife that I heard you speak so rudely. I was rather one kiss than Matty Clifford, he's one of your finery. And this Lord Arnold, he jumped the man loudly, did he fall? He struck his wife right through the heart and he pinned her up to the wall. A grave Lord Arnold cried to all these lovers in. So watch your penny, my lady, at the top, for she was a noble king. Thank you.
Thanks, and good luck.
Thank you, all. Thank you very much. And thanks to Ralph Mattel and Jerry Donahue.
Thank you.
Thank you. So much. We always go for a piss at that time of night. I mean, we haven't finished really, you know.
Don't push me.
We're gonna be alright.
That's the bucket. Thank you. See you soon.
Ladies and gentlemen, you know that we never ever follow that, but special thanks to our guest tonight, Mr. Ralph McSell and Jerry Donahue. Just washed away the Sunday blues, the Monday morning blues, and we're back again tomorrow night and Wednesday night.